I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordas. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, welcome back to the Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Heather Osmond. Today, I'm joined by a true expert in Utah's high-end real estate space, Dan Evans. He's a regular on the show. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. I'm back.
It's so much fun to have you. You are a specialist with Summit Realty, and you know the market inside and out. And it's always fun to know what's going on in the luxury scene. We all love to hear about the rich and the famous here in Utah. And then, you know, there's always those out-of-state buyers that are coming in that you get to hobnob with as well. It is Easter, Dan. What Easter decorating advice do you have for all of those guys that are selling their home right now?
Yeah, other than real estate, that's what I'm most known for is Easter decoration. So I'm glad you asked. To me, it is always great. Everyone is excited to see bright, happy colors. And so it always accents a home. It makes it look great.
It sure does. And Dan, that was just for fun, of course. But you see so many homes. As an interior designer, I get to go into so many homes. We do have Easter at both of our locations in Lehi and in Orem right now. We have all the bunnies, the eggs, all the good things, the spring scents. And of course, Jeff, this one's for you.
Pillows.
The pillows. Gorgeous spring colored pillows in all the right linens and sweet velvets and fun things. So come and decorate your home. Just don't, let's say this. Let's just not overkill it for all of the listings, because that doesn't really help sell your home too much. Just too much clutter.
Too much clutter. Your decor for holidays is your decor for holidays. It's not what people want to see.
So true. And then take it down quickly before you get your photos so that you don't have Easter photos up for 4th of July. Correct?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Is if you listed your home in the winter or during Easter, if it's 4th of July, you might just want to be aware of that. Yeah. Redo those photos.
Might hurt you. Okay. Let's start big picture, Dan. How is the luxury real estate market looking in Utah right now? What's going on?
Well, I mean, there's been a few things lately, nationally and internationally. And the trend is, will things change or do people stop buying? And what's interesting, especially in the luxury market, is people still buy, people still sell. We had a home in Holiday that was $3 million, had two offers on the home, sold at the asking price. Brand new home, that was just last week that it closed. And we were all concerned about what was going on. But at the end of the day, if you have to buy a home and you're moving, you're going to buy a home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the news doesn't change that you have to get into a home.
You have to get into a home. Or if you have investment money, people still have investment money regardless of what the interest rates are. Out-of-state buyers. Dan, personally, as an interior designer, I'm working with more and more out-of-state buyers that are relocating here. They are buying townhouse condos. They are buying chalets. They're buying villas. They're buying very expensive homes, many of them up in the Park City area. What's your experience with those out-of-state buyers right now?
Well, yeah, and we'll separate it between Park City and the Valley. So we'll say Wasatch Front, which is Utah County, Salt Lake County, Davis County. What we see from out-of-state buyers, I would say 9 times out of 10, they'll say, hey, we have a budget, and let's say that budget's $3 million, but we don't want more than 5,000 square feet. Heather, is that possible?
I don't know.
Not very often.
Not very often.
Yeah. So a lot of people, I think, from out of state are shocked by the square footage. And Utah is a special place. And in that special place, we like our extra square footage more so than other states. So frequently, buyers aren't necessarily looking for more square footage. What they're looking for is something that's contemporary and up to date.
Absolutely. No, and I think that oftentimes these out-of-state buyers, this is a second home. It's a third home for them. And they don't really want the liability of a lot of square footage and a lot of upkeep. So a smaller square footage that's decked out is really what they're loving. They want all of those luxury features. So when they come to town, they have that. But most of them are getting takeout or they're going to restaurants. They're not even cooking in their kitchens.
No, they're not. And I mean, it's funny to see some of those homes, especially in Park City. You go into a pantry and there's like a couple water bottles and usually paper towels, and that's about it in there.
Don't look at my pantry. No.
I want to ask you about the difference in square footage, because if you live in Utah, you might not realize the difference that out-of-staters do. It's been 15 years I've been here, and I've forgotten about this. Homes are massive here. And we also have this study from Kempsey Gardner that says we have the number one, what is it? Not cost of living, the best income in the country when you subtract the cost of living from your income. And so what's left over is the best in the country because of the value. I'm kind of all over the place, but what I'm sort of asking is what makes this different and how many square feet are we above everybody else?
Well, it's interesting to think. So we were just barely in Newport Beach for a spring break. And you know, when we're there, we look
at
Zillow.
Wait, you're partying on the beach?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I'm known for my Easter decor, of course, and also my partying. But we were there and I looked on Zillow and I saw what the square footage is. A big home, a massive home there is 3,000 to 3,500 feet. And even 5,000 square feet is a giant home. Here, our average home price in the Salt Lake County is $600,000. And that square footage is around 2,600 square feet. So in Salt Lake, an average home is considered way above average in California.
So it makes a difference. Well, California is a unique market.
Sure.
Because of prices there. Across the rest of the country, we still stand out?
We still stand out. I mean, you look at, so Zillow, going big picture, and this is an interesting rabbit hole to go down, is Zillow in Utah has a little bit of a challenge. Because in Utah, we tend to include our below grade square footage, which would be basement square footage. We include that on our listings, where most states don't include basement square footage on their listings. So Zillow gets wonky on their values because they're not used to how much square footage we have.
We do it because it's going to be turned into a mother-in-law suite.
I have no idea why we do it. It's just, it's one of those things.
Am I close?
It's food storage.
Food storage.
It's your married kids. It's a mother-in-law. It's man caves. It's theater rooms. It's exercise rooms. It's cold plunge areas, right?
Cold plunge. But it's also, we tend to use our basements, and out-of-staters, for various reasons, don't always have basements.
Where the furnace goes.
It's where the furnace goes. It's where the kids go.
Well, and it's inexpensive square footage. Why wouldn't you do that? If you don't have that in Utah, that's actually a detriment to your value.
At this point, it's a detriment. And so new in from out-of-state buyers get educated on the fact that, there's a lot of extra square footage, and it just is what it is.
It is what it is. And I live in Rambler. I mainly live on the main floor. I hardly ever go in the basement other than just to maybe flush some toilets and get the vacuum lines once in a while. But I really don't use that space, much like a lot of other Utahns. However, when I did have kids, young kids, we used every inch of that basement. And we needed the bedrooms and we needed the space. And sometimes you just want to get away.
Yeah. Square footage is a benefit
it's
for that.
A great thing. And Utah has more kids than any other state per capita. So I think that's been a very positive thing. Dan, here's another question for you. What are some of the in-demand features in luxury homes right now? Kitchens. We always talk about kitchens.
Yeah. And in kitchens anymore, it's funny to think about this, and I don't want to offend a big appliance industrial complex, but I mean, we have a way overkill range, oven, hood, everything. It is beyond overkill for a commercial kitchen, but that's something that you see is industrial grade ranges and stoves. I mean, you're getting $25,000 stoves for a family where you're cooking eggs on that thing.
Pancakes. But it looks really, it looks good, Dan.
Amazing, especially if it's tied into the rest of the house. But the bigger features that I'm starting to see a trend towards, you kind of hinted at this, hot saunas. I'm starting to see more saunas in master / primary suites, steam showers, and cold plunges. Almost like it's a... people are bringing the spa into their house, even though they go to the spa all the time.
I would also say garages seem to be something that is more important than ever. And here's a little shout out to my nephew, Preston Parker, and his cute wife, Brooke. They're incredible, but they moved to their home right now because it offered a 4-car garage. They needed it.
Yeah.
It's a need, and they're a young family.
Yeah, we have a 4-car garage, and we sloppily park 2 cars in that 4-car garage.
In my ghetto, I only have a 3-car garage.
Your slums. You're slumming it there.
But anymore, a 3-car garage is considered kind of a standard thing.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with my friend Jeff Kaplan from KSL. Yeah. And one of our favorite guests, Dan Evans with Summit Realty. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Now that's a refreshing deal. Maverick fans are in for a summer of savings with the 89-cent fountain frenzy. That's good for all fountain drink sizes up to large. Maverick's fountain machines feature reverse osmosis filtered water, a variety of flavor options, and nugget ice for the perfect drink. So fill up an ice cold cup today and stay cool and energized in the heat of the season's adventure. This deal is an Adventure Club exclusive, so visit maverick.com and join today. Maverick, adventure's first stop.
Warning! Inflation is back on the rise. The national debt is spiraling out of control. The stock market has been at an all-time high, and wars continue to rage across the globe. Experts are predicting a massive economic crash for 2025, and you should be ready. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, where you'll learn why tens of thousands of hardworking Americans and even the world's central banks are turning to precious metals to help protect and diversify their money. Get your free gold and silver kit from Goldco by calling 855-GOLD-IRA. You could even receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Don't let your financial future slip through your fingers. Learn why so many Americans are diversifying with gold and silver today. Call 855-GOLD-IRA. That's 855-GOLD-IRA.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and we have the most beautiful Easter decor right now. So if you're driving around this beautiful Saturday morning, come check out Osmond Designs. I am all about big statement pieces. Less is more. Keep it simple. Then you don't have to waste all your time decorating and then undecorating. But it is fun. And Easter in Utah is always a big hit. We have so many kids, and I loved doing that when I was a young mom and doing the Easter egg hunts and all the festivities. So anyway, check out Osmond Designs. We'd love to have you. We do have 45,000 square feet between the two stores of in-stock merchandise. So, you know, after the Easter egg hunt, maybe stop in, grab yourself a new sofa or a new sectional and celebrate Easter with us. Today we have Dan Evans. We love having him on the show. He is with Summit Realty, and he is a luxury real estate agent and knows anything and everything about Utah real estate. Experience matters, Dan, and you are in the foxhole every single day. I don't know anyone that works as hard as you do. In fact, before the show today, you came straight from a listing appointment.
Yeah, I was dressed up too.
You are still dressed up.
Now I'm not dressed up at all. But you know what's funny? Back to the Osmond Designs. This is a little plug. Is my wife was there the other day, and we were talking about how when we were kids, the holiday decor was pretty kitschy, we'll say, when we were kids. And now you have just nice, elegant stuff that you can seasonally change out. It's amazing.
Yeah, and if you do invest in a few key pieces, you can reuse them every year.
Exactly.
And they don't go in and out of style. So there you go. Thank you very much for that. No one's saying awesome plug.
Easter 2024 versus Easter 2022. It's all Easter.
It's all Easter these days. Okay, Dan, right into some of the questions about the luxury home market. Here in Utah, we vary price points depending on areas. It can be luxury large homes, or it can be luxury small homes. In what areas of Utah are you seeing that huge swing?
It's interesting. It depends on the era of the build. Oftentimes, I mean, Park City, you typically will see a nice luxury home anywhere from, on the low end, $700 a foot. That's $700 price per square foot of the house. Up to, I've seen $1,500 per foot in Park City. And some of those homes, I mean, you start to get to 8, 9, 10,000 square feet in Park City. Those are $10, $15, $20 million homes that are usually people's second or third or fourth home. And so they spend a little bit of time there. In Park City, people, they come there because the summers in Park City and even in the valley here are as hard, they're as good as it gets. They are hard to beat. In Salt Lake area, as you go through the valley, heading south is about where you start to see square footage increase. You see price per foot go down, and you see square footage go up. We had a home recently in the near the U of U that was sold at $750 a foot. And that you don't usually see in Draper or Sandy at $750 a foot. But it was dialed up. It was a Fox Construction home, just a beautiful home. As you head south, you start to see bigger square footage. And it becomes a bit of more of an art pricing those bigger homes. We often have people that will come to us asking, what should we list our home at? And I wish it were as easy as taking a little, you know, abacus out and looking at square footage and pricing it. But it's really more of an art, and it's looking around at houses and looking at hundreds and thousands of houses to see how that house fits in.
So true. Where do you see the Utah luxury market heading in the next 12 to 24 months?
In the next 12 to 24 months, we still have huge demand for anything that is up to current condition. So nice neighborhood, popular neighborhood, and up to date. What we have seen increasingly lately, and this is where I think experience, you were talking about that for a minute, matters greatly, is we had back in, we'll say, really most of my career until COVID, if you had a bigger home and it was, say, 10 years old or older, and it was a little bit out of date, you had to either price for that next buyer to remodel the home, or you needed to invest some money to do a project to make sure the home was up to date. COVID, everything was selling. You could buy a 10 at REI and it would sell for $500 a foot. It was great. They probably do sell for $500 a foot.
They probably do. Yeah. They're luxury tents.
Yeah. But now we are back to remodeling is expensive. I mean, try calling a contractor to get someone in to remodel a home. It's expensive and it's time consuming.
And then trying to get them to show up is the other challenge.
Yeah. I mean, think about all the construction in the state right now, and you're just a single one-off home that someone wants to remodel. So the next 12 to 24 months will look like continued low inventory of homes that are up to date and priced well. What we do see a lot of is homes $2 million and more that are not up to date, that are overpriced, and that the sellers and the agent are convinced that both of those are not true, that the home is priced well. And so you see more homes sit right now, but the homes that are priced well and are up to date are selling quickly.
And that's when I come in as an interior designer, because oftentimes you can spend just a little bit of money and make a huge difference on the price of your home, whether that be new appliances or new paint or new carpet or those kinds of things. When your home is in great condition, it matters. And I will tell you that includes furniture, because oftentimes when I was a brand new real estate agent 28 years ago, that's actually how I became involved in interior design and owning a furniture store, is because I would walk through people's homes and be horrified, because I knew that they could not sell their home this way, and they just needed a few tips and tricks to help them sell their home for faster, in a faster amount of time and for more money. Okay, Dan, so in our next segment, we're going to get into something even more personal, and that is what it takes to build a luxury home. Stay with us.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Now that's a refreshing deal. Maverick fans are in for a summer of savings with the 89-cent fountain frenzy. That's good for all fountain drink sizes up to large. Maverick's fountain machines feature reverse osmosis filtered water, a variety of flavor options, and nugget ice for the perfect drink. So fill up an ice cold cup today and stay cool and energized in the heat of the season's adventure. This deal is an Adventure Club exclusive, so visit maverick.com and join today. Maverick, adventure's first stop.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
This is the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Thanks for joining us. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Today we have Dan Evans from Summit Realty. In this segment, we're talking about the custom home building and buying process and what buyers should expect and how to avoid the common pitfalls. Dan, pricing is always key. Give us some tips about that.
So there are plenty of tips. Right now, we were just talking off air that there 80% of the homes on the market over 1.5 million right now have been on the market more than 30 days. So that means 20% of those homes that are coming up are selling in a 30-day period. And it comes down to a few things. So one, and this is more your realm, is decor matters in a home. And so having the home ready to sell, so doing some projects, but having it furnished, well furnished, matters greatly. We sold a home back in 2021 for $3 million in Alpine. Beautiful house, craftsman-y, really cool house. And I went through that same home. It's back up on the market. And it, the furniture difference makes a difference in how the home presents. It's not as well furnished as it was. And so it actually doesn't enhance the actual natural features of the home. I took a buyer through it yesterday, and it was just interesting to see the difference. It made it look much worse. And so as you're getting ready to sell your home, having a consultation with a stager or a designer is a worthwhile exercise, especially at $2 million and above. I mean, it's a project now that you're going to be selling a home. You're not just slapping it on the market and hoping it sells anymore.
No, and there's a reason why builders do model homes. And when you walk into a home that is fully decked out and looks like a magazine, and then you walk into a home that's a DIY or one that is vacant, and it's night and day different. And it shouldn't make a difference, but it absolutely does. And buying a home is an emotional thing. Dan, here's another question for you. How do you help clients navigate their budget without compromising on their dream?
That is a good question. So how do we navigate the budget without compromising on a dream? It really comes down to, because everyone has a dream and everyone also has a budget for the most part. Unless you have a $20 million home in Park City, then you're just kind of throwing money around. But typically it comes down to, if you are a buyer looking for a home, you are not going to get everything you want all the way up to $10 million. We've had people who have sold homes that at $10 million that it didn't scratch the itch that they thought it would scratch. So then it comes down to, what are the three or four most important things about a home you buy? And that's really what you focus on, because you don't get what you want. And I mean, even growing up, $1 million home, I think, meant that you had a butler and you had, you know, several acres and Lamborghinis in the driveway. And now, I mean, $1 million to $2 million, you're compromising on what you're buying.
So there's things that you should compromise on and others that you should not. My opinion is, don't compromise on the location. Find the area that you want to be in. Carpet, paint, some of the other things, maybe even the garages, is something that you can potentially do an addition. Mm-hmm. Maybe it has an unfinished basement and you need more bedrooms, but those are things that you can change. Would you agree with me?
I would agree. You see homes get built that are big homes on small lots or big homes in bad areas. And 10 times out of 10, that home is not worth it. Get something smaller or different if you're in the area you like. Lifestyle matters more than you think.
For sure. Okay, let's go back to pricing, because again, Dan, pricing is all the rage. Utah is having a huge dispute about affordable housing, not only with neighbors, but also within families, within city councils, within government here in Utah. How are we solving these problems right now? Or are we?
I mean, that's a good question for city council. I mean, the problem with affordable housing for a lot of people is no one wants affordable housing near them, is the real answer. And so, I mean, it's a big, big issue right now. But in our price range, what it comes down to is, when people are listing a home for sale and it's sitting on the market, it usually comes down to a lack of understanding about the market. Oftentimes, people will say, I want X price for my home. So I want $2.5 million. If I go to sell a car, I could say, I want $50,000 for my car. If my car is not a $50,000 car, it doesn't sell. I mean, do you ever see a car? Like, no one gets what they want on a car unless it's a collector piece. On a home, people seem to think that their memories are somehow tied into the pricing of the home, to where then it becomes a want, not a, hey, we're selling an asset. So pricing is critical and important. And oftentimes it gets tucked under the rug of, like, here's what I feel like my home is worth.
Well, and the reason I even bring this up is because I think it's more important than ever to get into the market. And it may not be your dream home. It may just be a starter home and has none of your favorite things in it, but you're getting in the market, and oftentimes the equity that you can earn will outpace the amount that you can earn actually working your full-time job. So get in and then start rolling, and then buy your second home and buy your third home. And so then you can be in Dan Evans' market, where you're finally going to be able to afford your luxury home, because you were willing to live like most people can't or won't, so that someday you could get where you want it to be.
But Dan and Heather, is this the moment for that? I mean, we all know there's economic chaos going on right now. Stock market, the bond market, mortgage interest rates, bing, 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 every direction. What are you supposed to do? Act like it's not happening? Dive into the real estate market?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's probably the common thought that people have is this seems so uncertain. What should I do? And the common thing that I hear from my staff at my office and even people who sell and buy homes is it felt so expensive when I bought it. And man, I wish I had done more when I bought it. Now, you don't want to be irresponsible, of course, but everything feels expensive in the moment and looks cheap in the rear view. That is always the case. And so right now on the market, I wouldn't move if I didn't have to. Frankly, moving's not fun. It's terrible. It's not easy. You're upending your life. But if you have to move, there's no sense in waiting because things are only going to go up price-wise.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about have to move, but people who want to move. Yeah. Is this not the moment for that? Or is it good? Because you don't know at this point if inflation's going to go to the moon or if we're going to plunge into a recession or neither for that matter.
Yeah. And we all need to be financially responsible, of course. And it comes down to what's the lifestyle that you want and how do you want to live it? And I think there's a certain degree of now with, I say this with a little financial prudence, is you should try to get what you want rather than be scared about what might happen.
So true. Okay, let's talk about overall style, whether it be lifestyle or actually the aesthetics of a home. What are people requesting right now? What's hot right now? In the previous episode, you mentioned that you were touring for luxury homes and there was a beautiful prairie modern home that you have a client that's interested in. Is that what's hot?
That is hot. You see, you also see a trend towards some European things too. This is interesting is you see a lot of kind of French style homes on the exterior and on the inside you see it looks almost more British. I mean, I don't have a design eye, but a lot more millwork than I used to see. A lot of what you used to see in the 80s and 90s where you had wood paneling and coffered ceilings, but now it's not honey colored oak. It's a different type of wood, but you see a lot more millwork than there used to be. So
Absolutely.
It's a trend towards finer things.
For sure. And a lot of clean lines. A
lot of clean lines.
So updated traditional or updated modern, but I always call it Utah-ized modern, where it's just still warm, comfortable, but definitely clean and modern.
So what is Prairie Farmhouse?
It was like country farmhouse where you see, it almost looks like something you'd see, I don't know, on a farm, but there's a level of contemporary to it. I mean, it's now you see it being built all the time. A lot of brick, or it'll be even like a southern looking home. If you go to Midway right now, it's a lot of southern looking homes.
Like genteel estate kind of homes?
Yes.
Wow.
So true. Beautiful, beautiful. Almost a hip roof, really modern, lots of metal. Anyway, lots of stone like you were mentioning. But again, they have huge windows, which is all
huge
the rage.
Windows.
Yes.
Yeah, it's baffling that we look, maybe not baffling, but 20-year-old homes now, you look at the size of the windows and you look at our mountains. And it's funny is I'll look on Instagram and I'll see a picture of a home that's in Utah and the photographer will have the mountains back set behind the house. And we just get numb to the fact that we have these gorgeous mountains here and we can look at them every day. But 20 years ago, they weren't building them like that.
So, so true. Okay, what are some of the other outdoor living spaces that are really evolving in Utah right now? Those back patios, the gazebos, the arbors, all the good things, Dan.
Oh, I mean, and maybe I'm guilty of this too. There are more outdoor kitchens than I can ever remember. We put one in last fall. And a lot of these things in Utah, I mean, Utah, we're a 6-month warm weather state. But a lot of these, like the outdoor kitchen, in my brain, I'm like, I'll go out in December and do eggs on the griddle. And I did not do that. but emotionally, you think you're going to do it. But it's a lot of it is just geared towards being able to host and have people over. So patio spaces, outdoor fire pits, seeing a lot fewer river rock and more cleaner kind of brick style terraced yards. In addition to that, if you have the square footage or the acreage in the yard, you see courts, pools. We are somehow building more and more pools every month than we ever have before. And again, we're a 6-month warm weather state, but not everyone needs a pool necessarily, but it's geared towards enjoying your own house and having people over.
And staying home more than ever, I believe. Pickleball courts seem to be a big thing. Basketball courts in the backyard. We still have swing sets. We still have trampolines, all of those things. Oftentimes, you don't even need to leave anymore. As long as your backyard is fenced, you just have the kids go out there, have all the neighbors come over, and you're, you know, it's just babysitting on steroids, and it's actually a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, and people, everyone wants to be the house that people come to, and the pickleball courts are interesting. We start to hear a little bit of feedback from neighbors about the pickleball courts. Very fun sport to play, very loud sport to play as well.
Very, very true. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We are sharing so many creative and inspiring ideas that hopefully you can use on the interior or the exterior of your home. Dan, how do people find you?
The best way to reach me is my cell phone number is 801-372-3512. Our website is evansteamutah.com.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how to sell your luxury home and what it takes to stand out in today's market. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with AutoPay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
What a refreshing deal. Maverick fans are in for a summer of savings with the 89-cent fountain frenzy. Good for all fountain drink sizes up to large. Adventure Club exclusive. Maverick, adventure's first stop.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
You're back with the Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, and it's Easter and it's beautiful at Osmond Designs. So happy Easter to all of our KSL friends. Come check out if you need any last minute decor. We have it all in stock. And of course, we have beautiful furniture that you can take home as well. For our final segment on the show today, we have Dan Evans from Summit Realty. We've talked about buying and building luxury homes, but what about selling, Dan? How does that work? And how do you create the pricing strategy for each individual homeowner?
That is the number one question we get is, what's my home worth? And once you hit $2 million and above, it's harder to get comparable sales that are exact matches for your house. I mean, you know how it is. You price a townhome, there's 10 other townhomes like it. It's very easy to price it. So then it becomes a little bit more subjective and a little bit more of a fine art, as it were. So number one, when coming to pricing, is if you're discussing it with an agent, or even if you're determining it on your own, you need to talk to someone who actually has seen the inventory that you're comparing to. A lot of times people will look at Zillow and then adjust to Zillow what they think it should feel like. So it's a lot of gut pricing. And that's why right now, 80% of homes over 1.5 have been on the market for more than 30 days. So pricing, if you can not tell, is a place that we struggle with in Utah a little bit. So there are two ways to go about it. The most common objection we hear is, we don't want to leave room for, or we don't want to leave money on the table, or, hey, we want to get top dollar. I'm all on the same page. When I meet with a seller, I'm not thinking I want to get them medium dollar or medium high dollar. Like the thought is we want to get top dollar for someone every time. And there are a couple of ways to go about it. One, we kind of jokingly call this like the rug trader strategy, which is you start really high and then they start low and then you haggle and fight it out and come to a price. What we have found is that most of the time buyers aren't willing to offer on a price on a home that they think is priced too high. They typically will let it sit. You have another strategy, which is price it competitively. So maybe at or maybe a hair below where you think. Did you know that right now our average $2 million home and a higher home that sells, when they sell, they have close to 30 showings each time. So if there's 30 buyers that are qualified and can buy it, those people don't like to lose. They want to fight over a home. And so when it comes to pricing your home, it's important to remove the emotions from it and just look at your home as the asset it is. And that if people are fighting over your home, you have a higher chance of getting it priced well and getting a higher price than if you're up here price-wise and then you drop it and then you drop it. Like, have you ever looked on Zillow? I get Zillow stuff all the time where they'll say price cut $50,000. So it goes from 2.9 to 2.85.
So as a buyer, I'm saying, okay, what's wrong with the place?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if you're buying a $3 million home, is $50,000 going to get you off your seat to look at the house? I mean, that's at that point a rounding error on that price. And so pricing it high often means that you're guessing where the market really is, and you typically lose money if you price it too high.
So true. How do you attract serious qualified buyers for multi-million dollar listings so that you're not just getting the looky-loos or the curious neighbors?
Oh man, that's a whole radio show. But the short end of a long story is that A, it needs to be priced and staged well. The photography and the media package needs to be dialed in and exceptional. And then what we found is that over the years of selling these $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 million homes, we have the same group of people looking at a lot of those houses. And so when we list something, we'll actually send it out to them directly. You can use targeted Instagram ads to actually hit buyers. We had one home that was $6 million. It went on to my story on Instagram, and the person who bought it had seen the story within about 10 minutes. Now, that's not predictable, but it happens. But the biggest issue is when your home is priced that well, someone walking in wants it to feel like it's worth that amount of money. And if you're priced too high or you're not staged well or you're not in that kind of condition, they start to litigate the price rather than appreciate what you have in the home.
No doubt about it. And if you are in the market to purchase a home, whether it be a luxury home or a first home or an investment home, please call our sponsor, Central Bank. They are local bank. They've been in business for over 130 years, and they are incredible. Did you know they have loan committees every Tuesday and Thursday? Your loan can get approved that quick if you have the right information to them, and it's easy. And they love investing in our community. So thank you to Central Bank. I am proud to also partner with them on the upcoming Parade of Homes. So that's going to be an exciting event. Today, we have had a goldmine of advice from Dan Evans with Summit Realty. He is a luxury real estate agent here in the area. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, and I'll see you next time for more inside tips from Utah real estate experts.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.